For other people who might be traveling back to the UK, what do they think of the restrictions?
After many uncertain months of continuous lockdowns, implementing yet another tough restriction like this is naturally not well received by the public. And I think what is important to consider is that not all people traveling out are doing it for leisure aspect. And not all of these people can afford the cost of the hotel quarantine upon return to the UK.
From the UK airport side, what was the experience of traveling like? Were there any checks that you had to do or any forms you had to fill out?
Yes, so I went by train and it was quite simple. So I left in beginning of December. That was when everything was still open. It wasn't very strict at the time. I just had to fill out passenger locator form and that was it.
Do you think it's a bit odd how lax the UK side was compared
Yeah,
to
I would
obviously
say
France?
it was a little bit too loose. I mean, obviously at the time, nothing was really going on. It was not as crazy as it is at the moment, but I would say it's a little bit more looser than in other countries because, for example, if I see now in Belgium, the situation is very good compared to UK, and that is because after everybody came home for where they were traveling for Christmas, they had to quarantine and they had to get tested twice. It was very much controlled.
And for you, Victoria, because you're in Dubai right now, so when you traveled out, for you, what was the experience like?
So when I was traveling abroad, I was not once questioned about traveling outbound, and I do believe this speaks a lot of how restrictions in the UK are announced and how they're managed.
Katrina, you're currently trying to travel back for around March, and Victoria, you're traveling back in the next few days. Have you had to make any changes to your travel plans?
The UK had announced new rules regarding restrictions, and they completely closed off borders and direct flights from Dubai. I was doing a lot of research and I came across an indirect flight, so I can still get into the UK indirectly. So what the plan is now is that I am flying to Bahrain and it will take me approximately 20 hours to get back into the UK, whereas usually it takes me 7 hours. And I think this is the reality of flying back to the UK now, because there are many people stranded in Dubai, and not just Dubai, all the red list countries that are out there.
How about you, Cara? What's the expectation now that you might have to quarantine for more than 10 days?
The situation is changing so often that I just kind of go with whatever is happening at the moment because even when I plan ahead, it changes a lot. I think I will just try to adjust as best as I can to whatever is necessary.
You're paying quite a lot of money anyway for education costs. Can you afford even to come back to the UK with the potential hotel costs as well?
I'm a student, so I don't really have money for these extreme expenses that I believe if this is a requirement of government, it should be paid for by the government.
For both of you, how are you feeling about traveling back to the UK? You confident about it, nervous about it?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous because the situation is really unclear and I don't even know if I will end up going there or not. I will do my best to get there so that I can continue studying and go to my classes if that will be possible.
For you, Victoria, since you're traveling in the next few days, are you looking forward to it?
I am very, very concerned that my flight might be delayed, and if it is delayed, then I will not get back into the UK in time before the new restrictions comes in. That is my biggest concern, because there is no way that I would be in favour of paying £1,000 for my stay in a hotel.
Do you think the government could do anything more to help out people who are like allowed to travel back?
You always have to be checking the news, always have to know what has changed, in which country, what the rules are, where. And honestly, sometimes it's very overwhelming. So I would really appreciate if just the information were very clear.
There's a lot of uncertainty for students as well, because there's a lot of students that went back home and now a lot of them don't know whether they qualify as a resident. So even if they do want to come back to the UK, they're very uncertain as to the idea of do they qualify as a resident? Can they come back?